So, didn't catch the show on
Saturday.
No worries.
Here's what you missed on the Jimmy and Nath show.
2, 2, 3, 3, 4.
Oh, hello, podcasters. Good to have your ear.
Or both of them. Producer Kate joins us in the studio.
Hello.
It's only, I was about to say, it's
ding
only
sound effect.
I was about to say, it's only the, I was going to say it's only three of us here on a weekend because this is a Saturday podcast, but we've also got Baxter the dog.
Yeah, we have a fourth little companion. Yeah, you're right, Producer Kate. Round of applause. Baxter the dog. He's a little cutie or a big cutie.
Okay, he's also so tired. So it's like me and my roommate's dog, and he got up so early because I got up early this morning. I woke him up, and now he's just, so we're recording this like 9:30, so once the show's finished, he's just,
he's been falling asleep right, so where I sit behind the spaceship with all the buttons, I've got the wheelie chair, he's been sitting underneath the desk, so I haven't been able to get close enough to the desk to press the buttons, because I didn't, you see a dog, he's like, so cute, don't want to wake
sleeping
him up.
Yeah.
Don't wake him up. I caught his yawn before. I know you catch yawns from people, which, by the way, why, but I caught a dog yawn today. Stop it.
You said yawn, I yawned.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, now oh, I feel like going, I'm fighting it. Nope, can't get me.
We've just put everyone to sleep.
My eyes are watering.
We do that anyway with our content.
True.
Yeah, it's true.
Just check out now, everyone.
Sleepy content.
Sleepy content? I'll slip some content inside of you.
Careful, mate. I'll slip it in you.
The content finger.
Bend over, sir. It's time to check your content.
Oh, okay. How about this? So I went to the doctor. I'm not going to say exactly what for, but I went to the doctor and I'm getting a whole bunch of tests done.
Yep.
I went in for something specific, get me willy checked. It's important, actually. You know what I want to talk about? It's important. It's important to get your willy checked, right?
Yes,
if you're having sex and you're doing stuff, you need to get your willy checked.
Safe sex.
Yes, but I went in and recently have moved full-time from Tassie to Sydney. This is now where I live. And I've got an old GP, shout out Mark, he's a legend, Nath knows him, absolute legend of a bloke. But I was like, I need a new GP that's near me, that's in Sydney, right? Because it's so much easier to physically see someone. Mm. So this is the first time I'm seeing this doctor. I chatted to him on the phone because I think it's really important to have a good relationship with your GP because that's then how you can get mental health plans, more tests, all that sort of stuff. So I like the bloke, meet him up, we're all good. Anyway, his name's Jeff. And I went in just to get my wheelie checked and he's like, mate, well, it's my first time seeing you. I think we should just do everything. We should do bloods, we should do check your poop, check everything, right?
First time seeing him and you went straight in for the wheelie check. That's a good way to meet somebody, isn't it? Yeah.
Strong.
And I was, and you know what?
No, the doctor normally says, say ah.
Well, you know, and Nathan, you and I aren't short of confidence. No. So, like, I've come in steaming, just been like, Doc, look at my cock.
And she said, I'm a receptionist, and also this is Woolies.
Excuse me, sir, this is a BWS. Why do you have that long neck in your pants? Anyway, sorry, and then we started loving it, and then eventually he asked me what I did for a living, and I said radio, and he goes, this, like, he just sort of gestured to my whole body persona. Anyway, this makes sense.
Oh, like, what does that mean?
Because we're a lot. Normal people don't come in and go, Doc, look at my cock.
I thought he was referring to your physical being.
No, no.
And being like, well, this makes sense.
Like, I'm very open about stuff. And I think that's very important when you're talking about your health, mental, physical. Yeah. But
sorry, I thought he was having a go at you.
No, no, no.
Yeah,
and
he
went
head for radio.
Yeah, he goes, I see now the personality thing.
Got you.
But one thing I didn't think, like, because again, and he's like, look, if I'm going to be your GP, and I'm happy to, he's like, I should do just a whole bunch of tests so we've got it all on fire so we can see where your bloods are, your cholesterol, all that sort of stuff. But then what I didn't realize, and I've never had it done before, is he's like, mate, you're 34 this year. Like, you're going to be nearly mid-30s, right? And that's when you need to start getting your prostate checked.
Yeah.
And I've never had a finger in the bum.
We
at
were
the doctors
talking about that. She said she was a doctor.
So he's given me a bunch of stuff. I've got to go get my bloods taken. I've got to check my poop. I've got to pee in a cup. I've got to do all these things.
A stool sample.
But he said, next time you come in, I'm putting my finger in your butt. And now I can't stop thinking about it.
Did he say it exactly like that?
Yeah, well, once
did he say, next time we're going to do a prostate exam?
No, once we opened up, he's a really good bloke. Once we opened up and he knew that I was, once I opened up.
Have a chili con carne beforehand?
No, well, that's what my roommate said. And I'm like, what? That's not good for anyone. I wouldn't want to do that. It doesn't make my butthole feel good. I just don't like how. I mean, you guys.
I've never done it, so I'm a bit younger than you. So I've never done, because we were having a discussion yesterday. Remember, we were playing golf. This is the conversation we were having while we were swinging the club.
I was telling Nathan this story,
and I said to Jim, "I'm like, surely with advances in medicine, I mean, we can now graft skin and create heart. We can print hearts. Surely there is a different
IVF. We can basically create life.
We can create life. Surely there is a new way to check the prostate, and not just the two fingers up the anus."
So Nathan and I play golf, and we're getting into an argument. Yeah. And Nathan goes, "Man, I think he's taking you for a ride." Yeah. And I'm like, "No, that's how they check the prostate." And I'm like, "There's a scan."
Because okay, producer Kate, from a lady's perspective,
yes,
mammograms, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know the cervical check, that is quite invasive. Pap smear is invasive or no?
I mean, it's not fun.
Yeah.
Of course. Like, you know,
woohoo! Yeah. Time for the pap smear.
But you get it every 5 years now. So it used to be one every year.
Yeah. Right.
And then they've changed it every five. But just on the prostate thing, I'm a bit confused as to why he wants to put his finger in your bum. Because when I was young, once a year when you hit this certain age, I know, this is going somewhere. When you hit a certain age, they sent you out a prostate test and you had to basically get a piece of your poo and just swipe it on a little, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday thing. Okay. And then you'd send it off. And I thought that age was around 34 or something. So why can't you do it yourself? My point is.
Yeah, sorry, what's your point?
Why can't you do it yourself and not get, or take a take-home thing like my parents used to do?
No, so you need to, he did explain it. So I've got the poop test. So you poo.
So he'll do that.
Well, yeah, so I do the poop test. So the poop test is it's 3 days in a row.
So where does his finger come in?
Well, the poop test, you've got to do it 3 days in a row because it looks for like what's falling out of your insides, potentially. Nothing maybe, but that's what they test the poop for. It's not actually testing the poop. It's just what
human
particles are inside of you. If you're bleeding or if there's some skin or something. But to actually test the prostate, like you have to put your finger on it. You have to feel it.
And this is where my concern comes in, producer Kate, because I'm like, why isn't there a machine that like you hold it up next to your bottom and you go, beep, okay, yeah,
I
all
agree.
Good.
An X-ray.
So what you're saying is like, so they can do the poop test, right?
Yeah.
But that will then come back and they'll go, okay, now we need to have a fiddle around with your prostate.
Yes.
But because I've never had it done, it's good to just get in early and have it.
This is, okay, so Jimmy, I know you just had a breakup and there is the natural rebound, but is your doctor
your
the right way to go?
Yeah.
Is this how you want to start it?
Well, if you want my honest truth, I'm worried I'll get an erection when he puts his finger in my butt.
But I'm sure it happens all the time.
That's where the male G-spot is.
Allegedly.
Robin Williams does a whole, if you get a chance, YouTube Robin Williams.
Here we go.
G-spot, finger and butt. It's a very funny bit. That's what I'm worried
about. Did you watch it with your doctor?
Hey, Doc. We put a movie on before we did.
We watched porn.
Hey, Doc, it's like, tough for prostate. Yeah. I've lit the candle for you.
And weird, because there was lube there, because obviously you need to.
Well, because he didn't need to lube up the finger. Yes,
or was it like Vaseline?
Vaseline.
Like, or was it like Durex?
Sorry.
It's a big
strawberry,
difference.
Strawberry lube.
He didn't have strawberry.
Yeah, strawberry lube.
No,
and then what he did was he put it on his finger and then he put it in my mouth first. And he went, does that taste good? And I went, yes, doctor. What if I bring my own lube from home? Can he just use that?
Well, I guess. I mean, I assume you. Eventually, he's going to be using it at your home. It's great. Anyway.
You told him you have a podcast, yeah?
Yeah, I told him.
You might need a new doctor. 131060, friendship traditions. What do you and your mates do, like, all the time? A little tradition for you and all your mates. What is it? 131060, after psychology experts off the back of Easter have come out and said that having and maintaining traditions with your friendship groups are good for your health, guys. Good for your health. They said traditions could be anything like big annual get-togethers, like a sporting match or an
get-together.
Get-together. And like an interstate trip with the girls.
I saw this. It was a little peek
behind the curtains.
We have a little show plan in Australia. A lot of people asked Nathan and I in person, like, you know, how do you guys do it?
What's the secret to the magic?
Did you ever run out of things to say? If you knew Nathan and I, no, we never run a thing like that. But Nath picks stuff for the show, I pick stuff for the show, and then we don't really talk about it until we're here.
Yeah.
And Nath picked this one. And I was thinking, because there's no one closer than you and me.
No, of course.
Right?
Yeah.
Do we have any traditions?
Well, this is so. I'm glad you brought this up. This is the thing. So you and I, I feel like you and I, we love traditions and we try and make them happen. Our mates just suck.
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty bad.
That's the problem with us. You and I are always like, we'll go and do like a golf weekend in like Melbourne or Brisbane or something. Yep. And then we're like, oh my God, we should do this every year. And then no one commits.
No.
That's the problem.
Everyone gets like Nathan and I will organise something and like we'll do all the groundwork and we'll make it a big thing and friends will travel for it and we'll do this thing or whatever it is. And it'll be great. And we're like, yeah, let's lock it in again in 12 months or something. And then it just never.
And all our mates are flaky. They're flaking. They go, oh, yeah, it'll
be great.
And I go, nah, sorry, we can't do it. I'm like, well, that's the problem with our friendship group. In terms of you and I, we have this tradition where we're talking to the microphone pretty much every single day.
Yeah, I was about to say, there's a tradition for Nathan and I. It's to do this show.
So apparently, spins on normal holidays forming traditions have become very popular in friendship groups. So these are things like Friendsgiving, Matesmas, Feaster, and Galentine's Day.
Yeah. Yeah, my ex was really big on the Galentine's, like the girls get together and do something.
People, these are the new things that are emerging and becoming very popular.
I feel like girls are a lot better at it than blokes.
Way more organised. That's why. And blokes, we are very bad at committing. Mm. Committing to many things. Yeah. Like another golf trip. Come on. Put it in the calendar.
Yeah, well, a mate of ours, Josh, who's my roommate. I don't know if you saw putting our group chat. Because I live with him, but I'm sitting with him. But there's a group chat, Nathan Iron. And he puts in this group chat, these guys in America do this annual golf trip.
Yep.
So every year they go on a golf trip. They play for a jacket.
Brilliant.
They share.
I love that.
And how it works is, so you get your golf score. I'm not going to go into how golf works. But then you get you get extra points for every beer you drink.
See? How good is that? And it's got rules associated.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so these guys like have posted a video on TikTok.
Yeah.
And it's like 10 plus years I've been doing it. And it's going viral on TikTok. It's got millions of views. Anyway, Josh sent it to our group chat and I'm sitting next to him on the couch and he's like, man, this would be sick. We should do it. And I'm like, well, we'll do it then. Oh,
mate, he can't even commit to looking after his dog. It's here with us in the
he's
studio.
A good boy.
All right, so Australia, we're looking for people better than Jimmy and I at this. 131060, Nikki from Woody Point. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good, Nikki. You got a friendship tradition, Nick?
Yeah, I do. So on the second Tuesday of every month, me and my girlfriends all catch up for dinner and we go to a movie. And, we always have like a poll on a group chat to see what movie we're going to go and see.
Oh, so it's like a bit of a group decision, is it, Nikki? There's not one, you don't just take charge and go, we're seeing this.
No, they wouldn't agree with what I want to pick every
Is it? How do you feel after it happens, Nick? You feel good? You caught up with your friends?
Yeah, no, it's awesome. And it's just a way for us to goss. We, like to have a bit of a natter each month.
Bit of a chin wag.
Do you have a bit of a goss, do you, Nikki? Yeah. Is there just like some...
Is there any good goss, Nikki, that you can share with us now?
Probably not on air, no.
No, that's
all right. We'll call you back off air and we'll have a... You can tell us all about the girls. Yeah. Kate from Brizzy. Hi, Kate.
Hey, how you going?
Good. Friendship traditions. What do you got for us, Kate?
So every year my sister and her friends and I've gone to all of them. They're so much fun. We do a Friendsmas every year.
Mm-hmm.
So we pretty much have a fire going in her backyard. We all bring a board game. And get drunk.
Perfect. In that order, Kate, or are you drunk before the board games start?
Normally it's as we play.
Yeah. We've lost three Monopolies into the fire.
How many years have you been doing it for, Kate?
I think I've been doing it with them for about 4 years. They're going on, I think, almost 10 now.
Oh, love that. 10 years.
It's a good tradition.
Is there like an awards or something for best in the games or anything like that, Kate? Or everyone's had a few too many wines and you don't remember?
Normally it's everyone's had a few too many and it's just stupid things and, dares and the boys getting a bit too feisty. And
girls gone wild.
We should kiss. I dare you to kiss me on the mouth.
Bradley from Victoria. Hi, Brad.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, good, bro. Friendship traditions. What do you got?
Well, me and my mates, there's about five of us, we've got a tradition where we choose each other's shirts before we go out drinking.
This is great. Okay, talk us through that, Brad. How did that start?
I think it started one day when I was in Canberra. I went to DFO and I just remember seeing this shirt there that was basically half-peeled bananas, but instead of bananas, they were penises. And I rang my mate's girlfriend and asked what shirt size he was. She gave it to me without even questioning. And I rocked up with that shirt about a week later and said, this is what you're wearing when we drink on Friday. and he scoured everywhere in town to find a shirt for me, and he managed to find a really bright green shirt that when it gets wet, it says, children are fast, but I am faster.
Jimmy and A show right around the country. The reason Jimmy's laughing right now is because what has currently happened to me happened to you earlier in the week, and this is what I had to look at.
Did you shake your head?
My headphones are broken 5 minutes into the radio show. Now one of the bits that goes over your ears is kind of like just dangling like an earring.
Producer Kate, can you come and get Nace?
Yeah.
Help Nace with his headies.
Yeah, I've got some headphone issues.
Yeah, bring sticky the tape. Yeah, bring get the tape.
She's charading electrical tape. Yeah, bring me. All right, we'll push on because we're professionals.
This happened to me, like, so we do late nights. We do Monday to Thursday. We also do weekend breakfast. This happened to me during the week. And Nate's like, you mess.
And I said, how have you done that?
You're like, you're an idiot.
Yeah. Literally 2 days later.
It's not fun, is it?
No, it's not.
Just hanging around.
And now it's like, keeps knocking me out. It's like, it's going to
looks like an earring now.
It's going to give me a small concussion. I think. Anyway, we'll push on because we're professionals.
We'll do it during the song.
And you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know unless we brought it up. Jim, an Aussie travelling in the US, has taken to social media with confusion because her headphones broke. No. She explains that Americans, get this, often dab the top of their pizza with a napkin before they eat it. She said the reason they do it, apparently, is to soak up the grease and therefore reduce the calorie content. Now, you lived in America for a while. Mm. Did you notice this from Americans when they were eating pizza, dabbing it with a napkin?
Yeah.
Why?
You said it.
Yeah, but if you want to reduce calories, have a salad. You know, don't have a pizza.
Last night, I had pizza with my roommates, Josh and Casey, and so we ordered pizza. Mm. And then Josh, he goes to me, mate, I'm trying to cut down the carbs.
Sure, yeah, okay.
And I went,
as you shouldn't in all meat lovers.
Yeah, we hadn't ordered it yet. And okay. I went, well, we probably shouldn't order pizza then. And he's like, no, I want pizza. Okay. So just order me a salad. Anyway, so I ordered him a side salad.
Mm.
Anyway,
to go with his pizza.
Yeah, anyway, okay, so he smashes so much pizza.
Of course.
And then he has a little like the tiniest bit of this rocket.
Yeah, I was
parsley.
About to say a bit of rocket, I bet.
It wasn't even a salad. It was rocket, balsamic vinegar, and parmesan.
Great.
And he has the littlest bit of it. And he goes, that's better. I was like, mate, that...
Doesn't care. So apparently, she said one American personal trainer said to her while she was over there that allegedly dabbing your pizza could reduce the calorie intake by 40 calories.
Look, I wouldn't say, when I lived over there, I wouldn't say everyone does it.
Yeah.
I think
there's a lot of dabbing going on.
Especially in like New York, Boston, a lot of pizzas there. I'm just going to ignore the fact that Nate dabbed. I wouldn't say everyone does it, but I don't think the people that I was around did it for calories. It's just that pizza's so popular over there, right?
Yeah.
There's so many places, especially in New York City. I'm walking here.
Gonna get a slice of pizza. I don't know what voice I'm doing, but it's obviously someone traveling to New York.
Hey, I want to get a slice of pizza. But I think it's more that there's just so much oil on the pizza that it's just a bit much.
They're trying to get rid of the grease. That's what they're trying to do. I'm not a fan of it. I mean, if you order the pizza, you just eat it as it is. You know, you don't 100%. Need to dab it down. But here's what I want to do.
Can I give you a hack, though?
Of course, yeah, you can give me a pizza hack.
All right, so I introduced this over there. I'm not saying I...
Oh, you started
I'm
it.
I'm not saying I started it.
There's a little company called Domino's.
So a lot of pizzas did have a lot of oil, right?
Sure.
But it's a lot of taste in that, mate. A lot of juice.
So much.
Oh, you like the juice.
I like. You like the juice.
Hey, you like the juice.
You like the juice?
We like the juice. Tear off the crust, right, from the pizza.
Yeah.
And then tear the crust into like little bite-sized pieces and dab the crust in.
What a great idea.
That soaks up the oil and then you have these little like bite-sized crusty.
See, that kind of dabbing I can appreciate.
Yeah.
Napkin dabbing and then throw the napkin out. What a waste. What a waste of beautiful grease.
Eat the napkin.
Oh, unless you're eating the bloody napkin. Yeah. I don't want to hear about it. But 131060, jump on the phones right now. Here's what I want to know. Can you dob in a pizza dabber? Or maybe it's you. Are you a pizza dabber or do you know one? Sherry from Sedgwick. Hello, Sherry.
Good morning. How you going?
Good, Sherry. Dobbing a dabber. Is that you or someone you know?
It's me, but it's a unique way of doing it, dear. It's different.
Ah. Did you also just call me dear, Sherry? Which I really like that if you did.
I did, yes.
Oh, you can keep doing that.
Is that something you call everyone, Sherry, or you just like Nace a lot?
I use it a bit, actually. Okay. Yeah, it's a nice greeting, I think.
It is. It was honestly, it gave me tingles.
He got a big smile on his face,
it was
Sherry.
Really so. Nice, Sherry. I just want to give you a big hug. All right, Sherry, tell me about your dabbing technique.
I actually pick up a slice and put the napkin underneath. And then as I take a bite, I wind the napkin back and it soaks up all the oil that comes underneath under the pizza base. Through the little holes on the pizza base.
Oh, okay. So you're not dabbing the top of the pizza. This is just the stuff that ends up on your hands and you're protecting your hands from the grease shares.
Yes, that's right. So
I like that.
I like that because I always get like, you know, the greasy hands from pizza. Sherry's figured it out.
Yeah, she has. Good on you, dear. We love you, Sherry. Love you.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Sherry.
She's lovely.
She's great. Jane from Pipe Ring. Hi, Jane. Jane-o.
Jane.
Jane. Come back to you, Jane. See ya. Elise from the Central Coast. Elise, have we got you there?
Yes, you do.
Elise, dobbing a dabber.
It's me, but it's not pizza. It's bacon.
You dab bacon?
Okay.
All right, yeah.
Talk us through us, Elise.
Well, just bacon, whenever you cook it, it just gets greasier and greasier. The crispier it is, the greasier it gets. So I dab it with some paper towel. But sometimes I haven't had the paper towel and I've tried tissue. I wouldn't recommend.
Oh, tissue would stick to it, wouldn't it?
Oh, don't do. Yeah, not tissue.
You just get bacon with some tissue on it and it's not good.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But are you continuing to do that even though you know that?
Well, you don't always have a paper towel.
Yeah, that's but true. I mean, would you go
just eat the bacon?
Brett from
Walker. Sure, use a towel.
Just a hand towel. G'day, Brett from Wagga. How are you, brother?
Hello, champions.
Oh, I like that. We've had deer and we've had champions. I love it. All right, Brett, tell me, are you a dabber, dobbing a dabber?
I am a dabber. I'm a serious dabber, and I think I've got a problem because after every meal, it doesn't matter what it is, I grab the kids' plates and the wife's plates and I mop them all up with the dab.
Okay, what are you using to dab, Brett?
I use anything that's on the kitchen bench, and I use... I'll even get up halfway through a meal and go to the shop and get some bread rolls and just whatever's there at the time, I'll whack it in the big gob.
So you mop up every plate post-dinner with a bit of bread roll and put it in your mouth.
I even take it out the back and say I'm going to feed the dog and I eat it out there.
Oh, now he wants to talk.
Yes!
We've got... We've got Jimmy's roommate's dog, Baxter, here in the studio. We tried to have him on at the start of the show, but he was not into talking. And now he's just, he's very talkative right now. Oh, Jim just dropped him off the chair. Anyway, he did have a chat.
Oh, jeez.
So that was him.
Okay, I'm going to do radio now. Be a good boy. Sit there.
Just so you know, that was a dog. That was not producer Kate, who is out. Oh, look!
Couldn't get him to talk for like the first 46 minutes.
Now, maybe he was nervous at the start. Now he just wants to talk.
He's really, really relaxed.
Mm.
Nath, I want to ask now on 131060, what did you hide from your partner?
Okay.
What are you currently hiding? Maybe you have something at home and your partner doesn't even... You can be anonymous.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's a safe space here. Before I say the story, is there anything that you're hiding from your partner?
Well, I spoke about it earlier in the week. It's the Easter chocolates. Yeah, I've been...
She has a problem.
She has a real problem. The reason I'm hiding them, it was at her bequest that I am hiding the chocolate.
Did you say bequest?
Yes, I think that's a word. Yeah.
Is that a word? Request?
Yeah, but I think bequest is like a fancy way to say it. Producer Kate, Google bequest. I think that's something. I didn't know if it was a better word. I don't know.
I just say things. I've known you 10 years. You've never said that outside the studio. Don't come in here and put your fancy...
It actually is a word. It means a legacy or, no, just a legacy.
Yep, that's exactly what it meant.
So you've hidden them at her legacy?
Yes. Yep.
Anyway, there's
I'm
a couple.
I'm hiding the chocolates from her so up. She doesn't eat them.
Shut up. There's a couple over in the US, and this woman in the relationship, she has won a scratchy. She won a bunch of money.
Okay.
And she...
How much are we talking?
Don't know. A lot, though. A lot. And she has not wanted to share it with a partner.
Fair enough.
She's actually come out now and said she wished she didn't tell him about it. And she wished she just hid it. Because he wanted to put it into savings. She wanted to spend it on a holiday.
Well, I mean, if it's her money, if she won it, she can do with it what she wants.
Correct.
That's her request.
Stop. She's come out and said, I wish I didn't say anything. I wish I just went, let's go on a holiday. And then when we were on holiday, I just bought all the dinners and drinks.
He wouldn't know. He'd be like, babe, where are you getting the cash from?
Yeah, they have a joint bank account.
Yeah, yeah.
But she is wishing that she had hidden it from her partner. And that's what I want to do. 131060, what did you hide from your partner?
Yeah, or what are you currently hiding from your partner?
I'd love what you're currently hiding. I'd love for someone to call up and tell us a story their partner doesn't even know.
Yeah, so. I love this. All right, 131060, Australia, jump on the phones right now. What did you hide from your partner? What are you currently hiding from your partner? Dean from Mount Isa. Dino, what did you hide from your partner?
How are you going, boys?
Yeah, good, bro.
Good, Dino.
Motorbike. I bought a motorbike on finance one day, and then about 6 months, 12 months ago, went in and got my best mate one too.
You bought two motorbikes. What, are you saying that your partner has no idea?
She knows now. She found out a month or two ago.
So how long was it before she found out that you bought not one but two motorbikes?
I think about 10 months, 10, 11 months.
So how are you riding the motorbike without her knowing?
No, she knew I bought mine.
Yeah.
And then I have a mate that I grew up with down in Brisbane.
Yep.
So when I went down there with my brand new bike, I said, bugger it, let's go, let's get you one. So I bought him one too, and then...
How much were both bikes, Dean?
Mine was 17,000. His was 16,800.
You bought.
And what did your partner say when she found out you bought your best?
She wasn't happy.
Don't know why. Just 17 grand on a motorbike.
16,800.
Sorry. Yeah, just under. All right, let's go to Diamond Creek. Hello, Murray.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, good, mate. What did you hide from your partner?
I was just going to say that my wife and my mother-in-law are in the car behind me. We're going to a sporting event. She liked the fact that I'm telling this story.
Okay.
Years ago, we had two cars, and both of them were registered in her name. One was my car, one was hers. And whilst driving, over in the course of a few years, I got a heap of speeding fines, but I never actually told the wife the fines were issued to the vehicle in her name. So I put them on a payment plan, and this was hundreds of dollars worth of fines and 6 or 7 or 8 demerit points. And I just paid them off quietly, didn't say a thing. And then one point in time, my wife got a really minor ticket. And she said to me, this is not right. I've been a good driver my whole life. I need you to write a really good letter saying that I have never had a ticket in my life. And can you please take this ticket back? And the moment she said that, my head just reeled. My world spun, and I stewed on it for about a week. And I just had to sit it down and say, I've got to tell you a story. I've got to tell you something you're not going to like. And I told her, it came clear and said, all these speeding fines and all these points are against your name.
Murray, is your wife with you right now?
She's in the car behind me. We're going to a sporting event for my kids.
Should she be driving? I've heard about her fine.
And to tell us more about this story, please welcome to the show, Anita!
Anita Murray's wife. Hello, Anita. We got you there.
Hi.
Now, Anita, you're currently in a car driving behind Murray, your husband, who called us, yes?
Yes, but I'm actually in front of him now.
Yeah, so you should be.
So. Anita, were you listening to the radio? Did you know that he called us?
No, I didn't. I had it on very low, so I had it on.
Yep.
But yeah.
So Anita, we've heard Murray's side of the story. I think it's only fair that we hear from both parties. Can you describe the moment Murray told you that he'd been paying all these fines and allowing the demerit points to come off
your license?
Well, I am a great driver, and I got a fine for something that wasn't actually valid. So I thought I would write a letter. And yep. I said, can you help me write a letter? Because I'm a great driver. I need to get out of this. Anyway, he kept putting it off, and I said to him, can you help me? We're going to write this letter. He sat me down, and he said to me, I love you. I have something to tell you. You've actually had lots of fines. But those fines have been my fines, but I've let them go under your name.
So what did you say in that moment, Anita?
What could I say? I was angry.
Is that why you're in separate cars at the moment, Anita?
Yes.
Yes. The moral, yeah. Yep.
So the moral of this story is don't try and hide things from your wife because it'll always come back to bite you.
And you know what, Anita? Round of applause to
happy
you.
Happy wife, happy life.
Yes. Good on you, Anita. Especially don't do it on national radio when she's driving behind you because we'll always get her on. Good on you, Anita. Thank you very much, okay?
Exactly right. Thank you.
Thank you, Anita. And Jim, Aussies have been left shocked after discovering that the Bunnings logo allegedly has a secret image hidden in it. And also, I don't know if I agree because I can't really see it unless it's one of those situations where it's like sometimes you see an old man and one time you see a dog.
I'm over these TikToks and videos of people going, there's the secret. No, they're not secret. When the company came up with the logo, it put it in there on purpose.
They've done it there to be recognised.
Yeah. It's just...
They didn't do it by accident.
You idiots have finally seen it and gone, oh, the M, that's outside of McDonald's. McDonald's.
It's the start of the word. Yeah, I agree, but I've brought it to the show anyway.
I'm happy that we get to talk about it. Every time I open it, it's like another... You won't believe what the Nike symbol actually is.
It's more relax, everybody. Relax about it. So videos have apparently revealed that the three N's in Bunnings actually supposedly represent three houses, right? So now you've got the Bunnings logo there in front of you. Yeah, I can't really see it.
No, I don't think it's the N's. It's so where the warehouse is.
Yeah.
There's a red background colour.
Yeah.
So the red background colour sort of goes up underneath the ends to make three houses.
Yeah, so that's what it's supposed to be. So
not the actual letters of the ends.
Yeah, not the N itself, but apparently, the three kind of like triangles underneath, they're supposed to represent houses. And the red, which is the background of the word warehouse, is supposed to be a warehouse. That's what it's supposed to be. But the thing is, I can't really see that. I mean, the warehouse bit, I get it. It's just a big rectangle, right?
Well, you know, the other logo that you see on like TVs and like the people who wear the aprons and stuff. It's a hammer.
Yeah.
That's because they sell hammers.
Is that why they do that, Jesus? Another secret, mate.
Yes. Oh, the secret hammer.
Look, I don't really care
because
about this.
Because it's where Chris Hemsworth shops.
Oh, and
he plays Thor. Thor has a
hammer. That's where he bought it from, aisle 17. Look, it gave me a reason to bring up something that I wanted to do on the show again. We did it a couple of weeks ago, and it's inspired me to bring it back. We played it normally in grocery stores, Woolies, Coles, all that kind of stuff, but I thought we could do a special Bunnings edition.
This game, it's probably been a month since we played it. We played it twice, and I'll be honest, Nath, both times weren't great.
Well, no, that happened really quickly.
We just want to be longer.
Yeah.
I'm hopeful that today, because we've done in grocery stores, I'm hopeful maybe Bunnings makes it a little harder.
It could be the new home of this game if it works, because the game is ready, set, go, series.
Two people.
And away they go.
Two grocery stores.
This is an awesome room.
One item. It's time for...
What a moment in the game!
Ready, set, go, series.
131060 Australia, jump on the phones right now. The game is Ready, Set, Go Series. If you are at Bunnings, or you are almost at Bunnings, or you are on the way to Bunnings, and you want to score yourself a $200 Athlete's Foot voucher, of course, at the Athlete's Foot, all that matters is the right fit. Find the biggest range, best brands for any activity, theathletesfoot.com.au. How this game works, okay? We will pit two people against each other from somewhere around the country. The only key is you both have to be at Bunnings. You will start at the front of the store. Jim, we will give them an item to find. The first person out of those two people to find that item in the Bunnings that they are in scores himself the $200 voucher.
And perfect, because I just Googled what time does Bunnings open.
Yep.
Something we probably should have done before this live radio show.
I'm glad you did it. This will be a fun off-air game in an hour.
Yeah, because I think like when we went grocery stores, like all of them open most of the time. And then Nathan and I sort of, we slapped this show together late last night. And just then this fear set in. I'm like, what if Bunnings opens at 9 on a Saturday?
Yeah.
No, 7 a.m. or 8 a.m.
Perfect.
So,
okay,
some would have just opened, but some open a little earlier, so we're fine.
So what's going to happen?
All around Australia.
This is good. So if you are near a Bunnings, even if you're not going to a Bunnings, and you can get there in the next 3 minutes, 131060, jump on the phones right now. Two contestants, one item, the first person to find it. They win Ready, Set, Go Series. Peter from Earlwood. Hello, Pete.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Good, mate. I'm hoping you're at a Bunnings, yes?
I'm in the car park. About to get out.
Okay, okay, this is good. Pete, you can get out and you can walk towards the entrance of the Bunnings. Do you go to Bunnings often, Pete?
Oh, I'd say once a month.
Once a month. So you know your way around the Bunnings, Peter?
I'd like to say so, okay, without jinxing myself.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Pete, what Bunnings are you at?
I'm down at Kingsgrove.
Kingsgrove Bunnings. Okay.
So, Pete, what we're going to do is we're going to go to your adversary, your contestant, and as we chat to Bronwyn, you walk, and we want you to sort of start at the entry, okay?
Yep, easy.
Okay. Good on you, Pete. He's heading up there now. Pete, okay, yeah. Bronwyn from Victoria, contestant two. Hi, Bron.
Hi, how you going?
We're good, Bron. Are you at a Bunnings?
I am at a Bunnings, yep.
Okay, what Bunnings are you at, Bron?
I'm at Eltham.
Okay. Elston, okay.
Make sure they're not at the same Bunnings. Oh. Get real heated.
It could be. It could be a bit argy-bargy.
Where are you standing right now, Bronwyn?
I am just about to walk up to the entrance.
Okay. Amazing. Yeah, okay. Good.
So, Bronwyn, how often do you frequent Bunnings?
Look, I don't frequent Bunnings that often, but when I need something, I definitely go along.
Right. Are you there this morning because you need something, Bronwyn?
I was just about to go get petrol in my car, but I heard this competition. I thought I'd ring it up.
Perfect. Right, set groceries. Okay, let's bring them both up. So, Pete, are you at the entrance to the Bunnings yet?
Yep, just having a geezer at the sales.
Okay, don't get distracted, Pete. Don't get distracted.
Unless the item we tell you.
Oh, it's a good idea.
Because we don't. It could be on sale.
Yeah,
hope
it
not.
Could be at the front, which means the game could end very quickly. Bron, are you now at the front of the Bunnings at the entrance?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
yes,
so am. Pete and Bron, this is an honesty system. So can you
don't lie to us. Like, don't just run around and go, I've got it. Like, you've got to be honest, okay?
Pete, do you promise to be honest?
Yes,
I promise.
And Bronwyn does too. Okay, guys. So what we're
you were about to ask them both individually, weren't you?
Yeah.
And then they both were just like, yep,
that's good. They want to get on with the game. That's good. They're pumped. Yeah. Okay, guys. So what we're going to do is I'm going to play the opener. It'll say ready, set, go, Cerise, and then we'll give you the item. The first person to yell out, I've got it, wins, okay?
Okay, yep.
Okay, here we go. All right, here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
Two people.
And away they go.
Two grocery stores.
Bunnings.
One item. It's time for...
What a moment in the game!
Ready, set, go, Cerise.
It's a plunger. It's a plunger. Go, Pete. Go, Bron. Talk us through it. How are you going?
Okay, I'm going. I'm running to the aisle, and I'll see if I can find it.
Pete, how are you going?
I'm going.
Oh, I just realised that King's going to be double-story Bunnings.
It's a double-story Bunnings for Peter.
Okay.
Bron's just going, okay.
Pete, where are you?
Where are we?
Okay,
I'm in the plumbing.
Back
on the escalator.
He's on the escalator.
So, Pete,
you
got to
run.
Pete,
don't wait for the escalator.
Run up the escalator.
I know what aisle would be. Where is it?
Bron, are you looking at the names of the aisles, Bron?
Yes, now I'm in aisle 7. I know which one it is.
Aisles. You've bought a plunger before, Bronwyn.
No, I haven't, but I'm
here. Pete, how are you
going? I'm going back down the escalator.
Pete's made a terrible decision.
Had a shocker on the escalator.
Pete, and Bronwyn hasn't found it yet, mate. You still got time.
Pete, have you ever bought a plunger before, Pete?
Plunger, come on.
No, I haven't.
You haven't. All right, keep working for it, Pete. Bron, how are you going? Any update?
I can see all the pipes. Where is it?
Is it in the plumbing aisle?
I'm in the plumbing aisle.
Yeah, but is the plunger in the plumbing aisle?
I've got it.
Have you got it?
Yep,
I've got it. Oh, you got it, Bron! Well done!
Pete, where are you? Can you see a plunger? Are you near one?
Yeah, I'm in the plumbing aisle as well.
Pete's still in the elevator.
Seven, baby.
Yes, Saturday morning, Nathan. Something we've been doing on the show now for over a year.
Yeah.
On Sundays is dad jokes. But we've been off for a month and we couldn't wait, so we're doing this.
Dad joke!
Hey, good one.
Dad joke!
Jim, what's black and white and red all over?
A newspaper.
Oh, yeah.
It's Dad Joke Sunday.
Saturdays!
Yeah, so Dad Joke Saturdays. We couldn't wait till tomorrow. We wanted to get some dad jokes now. They're probably our favourite thing that we do on this show.
Absolutely. People love it.
Right behind Ready, Set, Go, Cerise.
Well, I can't believe how many people have been messaging saying, can we bring back Ready, Set, Go, Cerise, the Bunnings edition?
Yeah, people have messaged us on Instagram just being like, that's the greatest thing ever. Oh.
My microphone just fell out of its socket. had a blowout with my headphones, blowout with the microphone. Now I'm holding it like I'm doing stand-up. Hello, guys. Thanks for coming out. I do not really appreciate it. I'm literally holding my microphone in my hand. It's fun. Let me just pop it back. That might make guys.
Oh, that was funny. We'll put that up on the Instagram at Jimmy Dad. You can see that video. But yes, right now, we are excited to hear some dad jokes.
Okay, let's go to Bendigo. Janet. Hello, Janet. We got you there.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Good, Janet. Have you got a dad joke for us?
I do.
Go ahead.
If money doesn't grow on trees, why do banks have branches?
It's a great inquiry.
It's true,
it's
Janet.
Very good, Janet. Thank you. She's making herself love like that. It. There is nothing better than a dad joke delivered and then the laugh afterwards. It's phenomenal. Clint from Melbourne. Hi, Clint.
How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. You got a dad joke for us?
Yeah, sure do.
Go ahead,
why'd
Clint.
Why'd the toilet paper cross the road?
Why'd the toilet paper cross the road? Why is that?
It didn't. It got stuck in the crack.
Great, Clint. Really good.
Good gear.
All right, let's go up to Townsville. Young Nate. Hello, Nate. How are you?
Good, yourself?
Yeah, good, mate. How old are you?
11.
11 years old. Now, this dad joke you're about to tell us, where did you hear it, Nate?
From my pa.
From your pa. Okay, phenomenal.
Okay, what's your joke, Nate?
What did the dog say when it sat on the sandpaper?
What did the dog... I just figured it out. What did the dog say when it sat on the sandpaper? What's that, Nate?
Rough, rough.
That's really good.
That's good.
Never heard that. Good on you, Nate. Asta from Blacks. Asta, are you laughing at Nate's joke, Asta?
I am. That was a goodie.
Well, very good, Nate. Just making everybody laugh. Yeah. Asta from Blacks Creek, you got a dad joke for us?
I do. Okay, it is. What happens when Woolworths burns down?
What happens when Woolworths burns down? What's that, Asta?
You get coal.
It's great.
That's good.
Well done, Asta. Okay. Wow. Everyone is on today.
They're on today, yeah.
Clint, another Clint from Port Macquarie. Hi, Clint.
How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. You got a dad joke for us?
Yep. Did you hear about the latest pirate movie?
Did I hear about the latest pirate movie? No, I didn't, Clint.
It's because it's R-rated.
I can't wait to see it. Oh, you guys should do a duo show. Do you
Jimmy
want my stand-up
Clint.
Mic?
Yeah.
Good on you, Clint. Very good. Okay, let's go to Inglewood. Is it young Eddie?
Edie.
Edie. My mistake. Edie, how old are you?
Eight.
8 years old. Okay, now where did you hear this joke from?
I just made it up.
Oh, your own original. Okay, we've got a writer on our hands. Okay, go ahead, Evie.
Why did the sheep cross the road?
Why did the sheep cross the road? Why is that?
To get to Woolies.
Woolies. Really good.
Edie, that is great. That's a good
Well done, Edie. Very, very good. Wendy. Wendy from Melbourne. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, how you going, guys?
Honestly, I'm better now.
Yeah,
because
this is great. It's a great show, Wendy, when we're getting dad jokes.
Really, really good. Wendy, have you got a joke for us?
I have.
Go ahead.
Why can't a single woman fart?
Why can't a single woman fart? Why is that? Yeah.
Because she hasn't found an a-hole yet.
That's good.
Yeah,
it's good.
I mean, yeah, very good.
It's true.
Good
men are assholes.
They
we
really
can
are.
Say it. Yeah.
Yeah,
men suck.
I know you were protecting people from not saying asshole, but now we've said it.
Hey,
Wendy.
I'm a man, Wendy. I'm a man, and I suck.
Yeah, we do. Good on you, Wendy. All right, Daniel from Gilston. Hi, Dan.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, good, mate. You got a joke for us, Dan?
Yeah, mate, I do. This one's for me. Daughter who's having her 13th birthday party today. It's her favourite dad joke.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, that is, when is a car not a car?
When is a car not a car? When's that, Dan?
When it turns into a parking lot.
Oh, that is very clever.
Yeah, that's
makes
smart,
you think.
Funny. Yeah, that's
Dan,
good, Dan.
Are you going to execute that at your daughter's birthday party?
Absolutely.
All right, let's do one more. Greg, also from Gilston. I'll tell you, Gilston, home of the dad jokes. Greg, you got a joke for us?
I do, boys. How you going?
Yeah,
good,
we're
mate,
good, mate. What do you got for us?
Good. Who can drink 5 litres of petrol without dying?
Who can drink 5 litres of petrol without dying? Who can, Greg?
Jerry can.
Very good. Good work, Greg. Okay, phenomenal joke. Well, it's so many. Probably the most we've ever had. Was
you there want some more or are we done?
No, I can't take any more.
No, we can, we can go to a song. We can ask for more.
Yeah, well, we've run out of time now because we've taken million here. So, wrapping up Saturday. Quit time!
Yes, unfortunately, Australia, it is quitting time. We are back tomorrow. Look, before we just get the show rating, this is where we'll let you, Australia, rate the show to 10, give a reason why. I want to give a shout-out to an old friend of mine.
Sure.
Her name's Tess Hill. And she's been listening to the show for over a year and a half without even knowing that it's me. Someone it's like a holiday crush.
Well, a very old friend then.
She reached out and she's like, oh my God, I can't believe it's you. And I was like, wow, how long's it been? It'd been like 17 years or something.
Wow.
And I remember us being very close when I was younger. And she's like, you are such a dick when you're a kid.
What's her name? Tess.
Tess Hill. Tess.
He hasn't changed. Tess.
Still the same.
Shout out to you, Tess. Shout out to all.
Thanks for listening, everyone who listens.
And guys, send us a message. Flick us a message on the Instagram at Jimmy Nath.
If you're an old friend of mine, old friend of Nath's.
Only old friends.
Get in touch if we used to know you, but we've just grown apart.
Somebody that we used to know.
Oh, that's actually not 131060. Are you an old friend?
I love that. Producer Kate, write that down.
Write that down.
We keep saying to Producer Kate all week, write that down. She's got like 50 things. This one's legit. Yeah. Are you an old friend? Please welcome to Rate the Show from Coffs Harbour, Belinda. Hi, Belle.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We are good, Belle. How much of the show have you heard this morning?
Most of it.
Most of it. Okay, this is good. Hit us. Rip it off like a Band-Aid. What out of 10? What do you want to give us?
I'll give you an 8.
Okay. An 8 out of 10 is good. Why is that?
It went up to an 8 at the end when the dad jokes came on. They were the best I've heard for a long time.
Oh, they are good. Well, Belle, we can't take credit. That was the good people of Australia delivering that. So what do you want to say to us? What do you want to score Australia out of 10 for their dad jokes?
Oh, 9.5.
Okay, just out of curiosity, Belinda, before dad jokes, what rating would you have given us?
Oh, 7.
Okay, so dad jokes did give us that much of a bump, didn't it?
Adios, Australia!